奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来这个课程。
In the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll continue the second section.
我们刚刚讲到婚姻的这些问题。
We just covered the marital problems or marriage problems.
即使有权位的人都没有办法来处理。
As I said, even a very capable person still could not handle the marriage problems.
那为什么这个婚姻的问题会这么那个力量会这么大？
Why are marriage problems have become so serious?
We have
a lot of influences.
我们从圣经当中就可以找到这个症结。
We can find the answers and the causes in the Bible.
因为我们知道在创世纪里面讲到当时神设立的婚姻。
We may learn from the book of Genesis about the establishment of marriage by God.
本来亚当夏娃在伊甸园也是非常的美好。
Originally, Adam and Eve had a very sweet marriage in Garden of Eden.
但是后来亚当夏娃的婚姻真的出了问题啊。
Unfortunately, Adam and Eve had a very bad marriage life, and it has a chaos.
亚当夏娃的婚姻为什么出问题？
Why the marriage of Adam and Eve was in crisis?
这个从创世纪第三章我们可以很清楚的看出。
We can see very clearly in Genesis chapter 3.
那我们看圣经就是要这样，把古代的这些道理把它带到现代来。
We should try to apply the ancient teachings in the modern time.
可以说人同此心，情同此理啊，这个理是不会变的。
There's no change of teachings. There's no change of theory.
我们来看那个创世纪第三章。
Let's read Genesis chapter 3.
第三章的第一节哈，创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
Verse 1. 到第七节。
Through verse 7.
其实这里就讲到当时婚姻为什么会出问题。
And this passage describes the marriage crisis of Adam and Eve.
在第一节到第五节就讲到这个蛇怎么去诱惑这个夏娃。
Verse 1 to 5 describes the seduction of serpent.
这个我们都很清楚。
We are all very familiar with this story.
所以这个就让我们了解婚姻里面有撒旦的诱惑。
So we can notice the seduction of Satan in Adam and Eve's marriage.
有魔鬼的破坏。
In other words, we can see the damages caused,
尤其在这个
by demons.
在这个时代，很多人也会说群魔乱舞啊，真的是群魔乱舞。
Even the non-believers says that in this world there are a lot of monsters, a lot of devils.
既然是群魔乱舞，我们人怎么有办法去抵挡魔鬼？
And how can we resist the devil?
没有办法。
Man has no way to resist.
魔鬼的工作我们要认识他呢。
We should thoroughly understand the works of Satan.
我们往往对魔鬼的了解其实也是很初步的。
We only have a very rudimental understanding of the works of Satan.
以往我们只是很幼稚的认为说，这个人行为失常是魔鬼工作。
In the past, we just said in a very, very naive way that, oh, this person has very abnormal behavior. It is the work of Satan.
这个是很简单的认知啊。
It is just a very, very rudimental understanding.
这个连小孩子一看就知道这个有问题。
Even the 3-year kid can say in this way.
但圣经却是说，你要警醒祷告。免得入了迷惑。
But the Bible tells that we have to be alert in our prayer, lest into temptation.
也就是说，如果你没有警醒的话
，So if we are not alert,
你甚至看不出来。
We will not even be able to notice the work of Satan.
会中了魔鬼的诡计。
We will fall into the trick of Satan. The trap of Satan.
我们也知道魔鬼他比人聪明啊。
We know that Satan is very crafty.
他会假装光明的天使。
He can even mock to be the angels.
我说这个就像台湾最近这个社会的一些现象。
This is just like the recent scenarios in Taiwan.
很多骗子。
There are a lot of people try to cheat.
哦，强盗要抢人啊！这个小孩子、大人看到都很害怕哦。这个抢人要抓，要去抵抗他了。
And the adults and children all know that we should arrest and capture the robbers.
啊，强盗抢东西，顶多抢个几千块、几万块就不得了了。
Robbers may rob or steal a couple of $1,000.
但是现在骗子是怎样
？And how the those people try to cheat？
他就一封信来，哇，恭喜你中奖了。
And they wrote a letter, to solicitate and tell you that our congratulations, you win, the prizes.
哇，很高兴，天上掉下来的横财。
Many people feel that, this is unexpected, this is unexpected gift.
你就照着他的指示，拿着信用卡，哦，你要怎样怎样，钱就可以给你呀。
So you just follow the instructions, using the credit card, and then the money will be deposited into your account.
结果这样的这个提款机按了几下号码，钱不但没有进来，全部都被掏空了。
Instead, the money come to your account and it was taken away.
有的几十万、几百万的这个里面的现金都被掏空了。太厉害了
！Hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars were just stolen in this way.
那个有没有比强盗更可怕
？There is even more horrified than robbers.
但是他讲的话哇，非常甜蜜，非常甜美，太好了。
And they also they speak in very very sweet languages.
魔鬼在诱惑人，就这样。
That's the way how Satan tried to seduce a person.
所以很多。花言巧语的这种理论呢、啊、
？So we can see a lot of this very crafty languages.
为什么现在的这个同性恋这么普遍
？Why the homosexuality and lesbianism so popular？
里面有很多很好的理论、啊。
There are a lot of good theories.
我们要有爱。
And we must have love.
同性恋很强调爱。
Homosexuals. Focus in love.
甚至他们平常在公益社会里面去实行爱心的救济活动。
In public, they do all kinds of charitable works.
然后他们讲出一个口号。
And they have a slogan.
我们要尊重别人的选择。
We should respect the choices of other people.
人家选择同性，我们不能反对他。
We cannot reject gays.
反过来讲，你反对你就没有爱心。
If you reject, if you oppose, you show no love.
所以听起来都是很好听的呢。
It seems that all these are beautiful languages.
所以哦，这个诱惑。
Beautiful statements.
这个时代我们要对诱惑、迷惑这一种道理要认识。
We must be very cautious in seductions.
所以
seductive words.
魔鬼在诱惑夏娃就这样啊。
Satan tried to tempt Eve.In this manner,
你吃了这个善恶果，眼睛会明亮呢。
If you eat the fruit of good and evil, your eyes will be opened.
你会像神这样的知道善恶呢。
You will be like God, knowing good and evil.
哦，真的灌了迷汤啊，真的是太好了。
So we can see Eve was seduced.
哦，啊，所以我们在这个时代啊。
So in this era,
魔鬼很多这种诡计。
Satan uses a lot of tricks
在迷惑人
to seduce and lure people.
我们真的要用属灵的道理看透这个问题。
We must use a spiritual wisdom and words to perceive and understand the tricks of Satan.
如果我们没有属灵的眼光，没有圣经熟练的真理
if we are not familiar with the truth or with the teaching of the Bible,
真的会被骗。
Will be tricked.
魔鬼的工作、哦、有时候就像说、啊、是包着毒药的糖衣一样。
The works of Satan is just like a poisonous drug covered by sugar.
外面很
It's like a sweet candy.
外面很甜呐、啊，里面却是很苦、很苦、很毒啊。
It is indeed a poisonous candy. Looks so beautiful outside.
像这个现在社会观念鼓动放纵情欲就是这样嘛。
This is how the society allows and encourages the indulgence of lust.
放纵情欲很甜啊，好像很美啊，其实紧接下来就败坏，很痛苦。
It seems that it is a very sweet and beautiful thing to do, and yet the result of that is corruption.
而那个背后真的就是撒旦的那种作为。
And the actual background, actual behind of it is the work of Satan.
啊，既然出于撒旦的工作，谁有能力有办法去抗拒撒旦的作为呢
？Since it is the work of Satan, how can a person resist, his temptation?
难怪从古代的帝王一直到现在的总统还是没有办法。
No wonder, since the ancient times, even like kings until the modern presidents, nobody can resist the works of Satan.
所以圣经说，全世界都握在恶者的手下。
The entire world is under the control of Satan, of evil ones.
所以很实际的，你想建一个美满幸福的婚姻生活，是变成遥不可及。
It becomes a very, very practical issue that if a couple try to build a perfect and beautiful family, has become impossible.
啊，并不是说以前没有这个问题。
It doesn't mean that such problem never happened before.
在台湾早期社会，不是没有这个问题。
Even during the early times of Taiwan, the similar problems still occurred.
是因为社会封闭，所以大家那种忍受力很强，都默默承受的忍受这种痛苦。
Because at the time, the society is a kind of closed society. So people encounter this problem, they try to endure.
啊，现在已经很开放，所以这种忍受力没有，整个都爆发出来。
But now the society is so opened, and the problems are like this are known to the public.
像台湾早期哈，啊，好像比较少听到离婚的问题。
In the early days, we seldom hear about a divorce. In Taiwan society,
其实这不并不表示夫妻美满幸福。
It didn't mean that in the early days, couples had a better marriage life.
有一句话说，同床异梦的是很多嘞。
Even couples sleep together, but they have different they have different dreams.
我就看到一些老人家。
They don't play different tunes.
我看到一些老人家。
And I also noticed some elderly people.
妈妈去住女儿那里。那个爸爸去住儿子那里，两个是 不住在一起，但是没有离婚。
The mother lived with daughters, and the father lived with sons, but they didn't get married.
啊，也有的是一个是住在楼上，一个住在楼下，不见面的。
And some couples lived separately. One lived upstairs, the other one lived downstairs. They're under the same roof, but they live in different rooms.
啊，很多老人家。就从早就开始去杂货店那一边，大家成群结党在那边聊天，啊，把那个女人啊，那个太太都丢在家里。
Some old men will get together early morning in the grocery store or in the tea shop and left their wives at home.
所以我们可以了解，夫妻其实没有什么话好谈呢，不幸福嘛。
So if couples have nothing to communicate to talk about, and how can you say that it is a sweet marriage?
所以真正美满的幸福婚姻不是说不离婚就是美满。
It doesn't mean that the couples live together without divorce is considered as a sweet marriage or the beautiful marriage.
真的是像圣经所讲的，合而为一啊，就两人成为一体，肉体心灵合一的那一种美满的婚姻。
A beautiful marriage is both physical and spiritual. The couples are together and united as one.
那我们来看我们。怎么能建立一个美满幸福的婚姻
？And how can we establish a sweeter marriage？
从这个撒旦破坏亚当夏娃的婚姻以后啊
，Since the time when Adam and Eve, when Satan destroyed the marriage of Adam and Eve，
可以说人的婚姻没有希望啊。
And man, the marriage life of man has become hopeless。
黑暗掌权，魔鬼作王。
Because darkness is the darkness control the world, and Satan is the king of the world.
在罗马书里面提到，罪就入了这个世界，罪在这个世界当中作王。
As stated in the epistle to the Romans, and sin entered into this world, and darkness becomes the king.
叫人去做他不愿意做的事情。
A man were told to do the things they were reluctant to do.
王的命令出来，百姓不能抗拒的。
Men, people cannot refuse the decree of king.
就像我们在这个美国的民主社会一样啊。
Even in such democratic society like U.S.
政府的公文命令出来，大家都要遵守。
Everybody has to observe the law.
当世界在这个罪在这个世界作王的时候，他命令你去做坏事情，你不能不做。
When sin has become the king of this world, and he give a decree, man has to follow it.
所以保罗才说，人愿意的善行不出来，不愿意的恶偏偏去做，就在这里，因为罪作王。
That's why Paul said that, man want to do the good things, and he couldn't do it, and the sin that he didn't want to commit, yet he wants to commit.
所以夫妻之间这个罪的问题没有处理，魔鬼。在这个家庭里面作王的话，你看婚姻会幸福吗
？So if the problem of sin cannot be resolved, and how can the couple build a sweeter family?
虽然我喜欢，我要建立这个美满幸福的家，但是我一看到太太就很不舒服啊。
Even I have the desire to build, to build a better family. Yes, when they see the spouse, and I become very fed up.
我看到他所做的事情，我就不满意啊。
And he was, the spouse, was very displeased, with, the works of the other party.
啊，我知道生气不能解决问题，但是还没事没有办法，一直是气起来啊。
I also know that anger or wrath couldn't resolve problem, but still I couldn't control my emotion.
那夫妻的关系就搞不好了。
Then how can the couple, have a better relationship?
然后到外面工作。
Moreover,the couple work outside.
诱惑来到了。
And when the seduction comes,
知道这个不行啊。
And of course, he or she know that it is wrong.
结婚以后怎么可以还对另外一个人有什么心理的爱慕呢？
And when the persons are married, how can they fall in love in an outsider?
但是虽然知道不行，不过心里还是没有办法。
They know it is wrong, but they have no strength to resist.
因为罪作王叫你这样做，叫你去被吸引。
Because sin is the king, and the person is seduced by sin.
然后呢就。可能就这样的发生关系啦。
And then a tragedy happens.
那本来很单纯幸福的家庭很快就垮掉了。
So a simple family, finally a collapse.
这个是从我们现在的社会问题、家庭问题，我们可以体会得到。
We can notice all this kind of family problems in the modern time.
啊，很多人找不到症结，找不到毛病了。
Many people couldn't find the causes and the reasons.
但是我们从圣经从属灵的角度看得很清楚。
But from the spiritual view of, from the spiritual point of view, we can see these problems very clearly.
撒旦借着罪在这里面扰乱控制作王。
And Satan used sin to interfere and cause all this chaos.
所以难怪很多人对他的婚姻没有希望啊，没有信心。
So many people have no confidence in marriage.
不过反过来讲。
In contrary,
在亚当夏娃被蛇诱惑以后啊
，After Adam Eve was seduced by serpent,
虽然啊被神逐出了伊甸园
，They were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
但是里面有一句话哦，让我们带来了希望。
But that's one statement brought us, bringing us a new hope.
我们看二十一节。创世纪三章二十一节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 3, verse 21.
创世纪的三章二十一节。
Genesis chapter 3, verse 21.
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them.
这里就特别提到亚当夏娃犯罪以后
And in this verse describes particularly after the ancestors committed sin
神特别为他们用皮子做衣服
Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them
这句话里面就隐含着神的爱
And here we can see the hidden love of God
神的爱来包容来遮掩他们的过错
And the love of God cover up and try to hideTheir sins
啊，借着这个牲畜的牺牲来遮掩他们。
And due to the sacrifice of this animal, their sins, the sins were hid, were covered up.
所以在婚姻里面很需要的就是这个皮衣。
So in our marriage life, the tunics of skin plays a very important role.
啊，这个皮衣所隐含的就是神的爱。
And what we can see here, is the love of God.
神的包容，神的遮掩体谅。
And then also we can see the empathy of the Lord and His love and mercy.
所以我们今天活在这个世界上，事实上我们就是仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯在活着的。
Actually, we live in this world, looking upon the love of God and His mercy.
如果没有神的怜悯，我们真的活在这个世界上也很没有意义。
If without the mercy and love of the Lord, we live on this earth, meaningless.
那我们仰望主耶稣基督的怜悯，我们得到了神的爱。
So when we look upon the love of Jesus Christ, we then receive His love.
尤其我们真耶稣教的信徒，真的很感谢神，我们可以体会到神的爱。
Especially the member of Jesus Church can sense and experience the love of God.
用很多的层次，很多的这个方式，让我们得到神的爱。
Through many ways, we received the love of God.
像台湾早期很多信徒啊，他们走投无路了啊，这个病哦，病到最后没有办法，结果因为信靠主耶稣，病得医治。
Many of our members prior to the conversion in the early days in Taiwan, they became hopeless. They finally came to believe in Jesus and they were healed and cured.
其实主要的不是病本身得医治这个本身病的问题。
It's not just the purpose of healing.
因为他有可能以后还是会生病，以后可能年老又死掉啊。
So healing. May not cure a person, and he will never die.
其实主要是要告诉我们，借着他的病，可以让我们体会到神的爱。
Actually, through his sickness or diseases, this person can experience the love of God.
啊，现代的社会虽然这种神迹比较少。
In this modern times, we do not see a lot of miracles.
但是现在的社会有比那个生病更严重的，就是心灵。
Now we face even more of the crisis than the physical diseases. Is our mind, our heart.
在我们的心灵里面，其实也可以去体会到神的爱。
So in our heart, in our mind, we can still spiritually we can experience the love of God.
所以我们真耶稣教会在祷告，我觉得非常好，就跪着，跪着就是一种谦卑仰望神的怜悯。
So the prayer of Lord Jesus Christ, our gesture is we kneel, showing our humility.
所以我们借着圣灵借着神迹，其实我们真的体会到神的爱了。
So through the Holy Spirit and the miracles, we can experience the love of God.
所以我们在美国来讲，我们真耶稣教信徒虽然是少数。
In the society of U.S., we have less True Jesus Church members than any other country. The other countries.
但是我们也看到很多我们信徒真的很爱主，因为我们体会到主的爱。
We notice a lot of believers.Love the Lord very much since they experience and sense to the love of God.
让我们的生命哦，从黑白当中成为彩色的，有光彩哦。
And so so we can turn from a hopeless life to a more meaningful life.
不过现在的问题就在这里。
But now the problem is,
有时候我们只是体会到神的爱，我们没有办法把神的爱再付出。
In many cases, many times we can only we can receive.And experience the love of God, but we cannot contribute. We cannot offer the love of God.
婚姻的问题是彼此的关系。
The marriage life is a mutual relationship.
所以我们说可以建立一个美满幸福的婚姻就在这里。
That is the key of how to establish a sweeter marriage life.
因为我们找到了爱的源头，我们有爱的这种生命力量。
Since we found the source.The source of love.
我们可以借着神的爱去爱对方。
And through the love of God, we can also love the others.
如果神的爱是停留在我这里，没有再付出，这个婚姻还是不能幸福。
If we just receive the love of God but do not offer, then it's not considered as a perfect love.
所以有时候我们看到一些软弱的信徒，为什么奇怪，信耶稣又这么热心怎么婚姻乱七八糟。
Sometimes we may notice the believers, they are very zealous, have a strong faith, and why the marriage is in crisis.
就是他这个爱没有再付出。
And the problem is he or she does not offer his life.
那我们今天就要进一步
得到, offer his love to the others.
进一步得到神的爱以后再把神的爱再呼出去。
So, when we receive the love from God, and we shall also contribute and offer our love to the spouse.
主耶稣在马太福音第十八章讲那个欠一千万两银子的比喻就在这里。
This is the same. This is the parable Jesus Christ mentioned about in Matthew. The person who owed 10,000 talents.
那个仆人欠王一千万两银子。
The servants owed the 10,000 talents.
王都为他赦免了。
And he was that he was forgiven by his master.
这个在讲什么？
And what does this try to tell us?
这个在讲我们，我们就是像欠神一千万两银子那样。
We are the person who owes the 10,000 talents to our master, to the Lord.
主耶稣都不跟我们计较了，都赦免了，然后圣灵赐给我们了。又很多恩典在我们身上，你看就是这样。
And Jesus even pardoned all the debts we owe, and even gave us the Holy Spirit.
但是当这个人出去以后，碰到他的同伴欠他多少，十两银子。
However, when this person went out and saw his friend owe him only 10 talents,
就敲住这个人的脖子啊，十两银子一定要还。
And he choked his neck and forced him to pay him back.
哎，往往我们就是这个人。
We are like this person.
你的同伴可能欠你十两银子。
Your friend may only owe you 10 talents.
你的太太、你的先生可能欠你十两银子，没有错。
Just like,
他对不起你。
Your spouse owe you 10 talents. It's a small dollar amount.
但是跟你欠主耶稣的比是小事情。
And to compare with what you owe the Lord Jesus Christ, it's just insignificant.
不过往往是这样的斤斤计较。
But we count on pennies.
如果没有信主的人，难怪要计较啊。
Into those non-believers,
因为他没有办法体会到爱啊。
They couldn't sense the love of God, so they count on pennies.
他的一千万两银子没有被赦免嘛。
His 10,000 talents was not forgiven, was not pardoned by the Lord.
我就要跟你计较。
Therefore, I have to count with you, even in pennies.
我们不一样嘞。
But we are different.
我们一千万都被主耶稣赦免了呢。
In our sins, our debts.Were forgiven by the Lord.
你怎么不会用到神的这种爱去爱你的人、你的同伴、你的妻子呢？
Why can you apply the love of God to you and onto the others?
所以主耶稣讲到这个比喻的时候、
So when Jesus Christ mentioned about this parable,
特别提到这个王很生气。
He especially mentioned about this king was very angry.
然后讲一句话。
Jesus made a statement.
你为什么不会去连续你的同伴像天父这样连续你呢
？How can you show mercy to your friends just like the Father have mercy on you？
常常我们信徒在婚姻上出问题就出在这里。
This is the problem and the crisis that we have in marriage。
但反过来讲
，But in contrary，
如果今天我们得到神的爱
，If we receive the love of God，
我们把神的爱再分享出去。婚姻的问题一定解决掉。
And we can share the same love and contribute and show our love to our spouse, then the marital problem will be resolved.
所以很简单的一个观念。
So this is a very simple logic, simple concept.
但这个观念却是我们要实际去实行的。
But we really have to put into practice.
不是只有嘴巴讲。
And not just a conceptual knowledge or in lips.
那我们有时候说啊，我知道又行不出来，怎么办？
Sometimes we may give an excuse that I know the teachings, but I cannot practice it. What shall I do?
我们人都软弱，你当然你行不出来啊。
Man has weaknesses. Of course, you will not be able to practice to exercise.
知道了也行不出来啊。
Even you know the teachings, but you cannot practice or exercise.
那怎么办？
And what should we do then?
我们有主耶稣，有圣灵啊。
We have Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit.
圣灵除了说将来得天国基业的凭据以外。
Besides of the Holy Spirit as a heritage of heavenly kingdom,
就是现在给你力量要帮助你行道。
He also give your strength and power to practice and exercise the teachings of God.
真正的行道在哪里？就是履行在夫妻之间嘛。
And so one way to practice and exercise the teaching of God is to apply between spouses.
所以很简单的。
Very simply.
如果你行不出来。
If you cannot exercise a practice,
你看到你的另一半，你就一直讨厌起来。
And you feel a very displeased when you see your spouse.
你知道这个已经不对了。
You know that is wrong.
赶快跪下祷告。
You should kneel down and pray quickly.
你不能包容对方的软弱。
If you cannot take the weaknesses of your spouse,
你没有办法从心里去饶恕对方。
And you cannot forgive your spouse.From your heart, because we all have weaknesses.
但不要说这个没关系了，这又不是死罪。
Now you shouldn't give an excuse that it doesn't matter. This is not, this is nothing serious.
如果你这样的体贴肉体，到最后还是死掉了。
Of course, if you do it, if you keep on doing this way, the end is death.
因为夫妻的问题，常从小事一直累积，累积到最后两个就崩溃掉。
And the marital problems always started with small matters, and the accumulation of all these small matters, then one day it outburst has become and become a very, very serious matter.
所以为这件事情祷告，你会发现意想不到的效果。
If we pray for small matters, you will notice, you will see unexpected results.
平常我们的祷告不一定合乎神的旨意呀。
In our daily prayer, it may not in accordance with the will of God.
但是我们为了夫妻的这种和睦来祷告，一定合乎神的旨意。
If we pray for the harmony of marriage life, it will definitely in accordance with the will of God.
你的软弱提到主耶稣面前。
You bring your weaknesses, submit your weaknesses to the Lord.
主耶稣啊，我要爱我的太太，爱不下去呢。
You pray the Lord and tell him that I want to love my wife, but I cannot make it.
我要顺服我的丈夫。我没有办法顺服呢。
Oh, I want to submit to my husband, but I cannot do it.
我看到他就很讨厌呢。
When I see him or her, I'm very displeased.
怎么办？主耶稣啊，你要帮助我。
What shall I do? Lord, please help me.
相信如果愿意肯这样的谦卑在神面前这样的祷告。
If a person can humbly kneel in front of the Lord to pray for this matter,
一定会发现意想不到的效果。
And you will see unexpected result.
主耶稣的爱会临到你。
The love of Jesus Christ will come upon you.
圣灵更加充满。
You will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后你再看对方。
And then you take a look of your spouse.
虽然可能软弱继续存在。
Maybe the problems or the weaknesses are still there.
但是你的连续的心产生了。
But you have a heart of love and mercy and sympathy.
哎呦，主耶稣啊，我的另一半很可怜呢。
And then you will see your sympathy to your spouse.
你这个时候不会再恨他，反而是连续他。
You will not hate your spouse. Instead, you will then you have mercy on her.
本来你可能是恨他，你怎么你这个人怎么可以这样？怎么可以对我这样？
Maybe you hate him or her in the past.
那是一种气绝，是一种隔绝。
And you try to isolate yourself.
但是到最后，你的爱是包容，哎，很可怜。哎呦，主耶稣啊，他很可怜。
Because he or she,
这个就是一种包容，一种爱。
Is a very pitiful person, so you can take her and accept her weaknesses.
这种心境的转化，人真的是很软弱。
So this can make the change of an attitude.
但是神的爱的奇妙就在这里。
This is the wonderful love of God.
所以我们要为夫妻的这个爱来祷告。
So we should pray for the love.Of husband and wife.
我们就更加体会神的爱。
Then we can even sense, experience more the love of God.
这样，当我们拥有夫妻的爱的时候，你就不能夸口，你就也不会夸口。
So when we have a good marital life, there's nothing for us to boast for.
因为你很清楚知道这不是我有办法的。
Because you know that it's not your own ability.
这完全是神的怜悯。
It is purely and merely.The mercy of God.
所以我们也很自然就将荣耀归给天上的神。
And very naturally, we'll give glory and honor to God.
这个有没有可能实现啊？
Can this possibly be materialized?
有可能嘛
？Yes, very possible.
又很简单嘛
？And very simple.
对我们真耶稣教会的信徒来讲
，especially to the believers of True Jesus Church.
因为我们有圣灵啊
，we have the Holy Spirit.
对不对？所以有可能又很简单。
It's very possible and very easy.
美满幸福的婚姻不是不可能。
It's very possible to have a sweeter marriage life.
只要我们肯跪下去。
As long as we are willing to kneel.
顺服圣灵。
submit to the Holy Spirit.
所以我们一定可以过着在地如天的生活。
Then we'll be able to live on earth just like in heaven.
哦，那另一方面哦，有一点我们需要再配合的。
Another thing that we should take note of.
因为刚刚讲到魔鬼的诡计。
We mentioned about the tricks of Satan.
哎，啊，所以主耶稣讲要警醒祷告。
So Jesus Christ teaches that we should be alert in our prayer.
那在警醒祷告里面隐含着什么意思呢
？What is the hidden meaning of that?
警醒祷告里面就隐含着对道理的认识。
It teaches us the understanding of the word of God.
因为所谓警醒就注意啊。
Alertness means we should pay attention.
但如果我们的注意只是你投在注意而已
，If we just simply try to be alert,
啊，世界上的事情你注意是没有问题呀。
Of course, if you try to pay attention, be alert on the things in this world.
但是属灵的事情不是你头脑一直注意就没有问题的。
But for spiritual things, you can just not simply pay your physical attention.
魔鬼很容易伪装，会有美丽的化妆啊。
Satan always try to mock and pretend.
这个时候怎么看出来
？And how can it be able to see, the tricks or the works of Satan?
警醒祷告就在这里。
That is the key, to play with alertness.
一方面靠着圣灵。
In one hand, we rely on the Holy Spirit.
一方面要有神的道理。
On the other hand, we must have the words of God in our mind.
如果你只有祷告，没有神的道理。
If we just pray but without the words of God,
有可能会中魔鬼的诡计。
We can still fall into the tricks or the traps of Satan.
就像有些信徒啊，哇，也是很认真祷告啊。
Just like some some believers are very faithfully in prayer.
甚至也很有信心啊。
Even with strong faith.
哇，碰到问题了，跪下去祷告。
When they encounter problems, they kneel and pray to the Lord.
主耶稣啊，你是全能的神。
Lord, you are the mighty God.
我现在碰到困难了，你一定要替我解决。
And now encounter problems, please help me to resolve it.
你也有能力替我解决。
You have the power to help me to resolve.
这个都没有错。
It is true. That's correct.
但是祷告到最后呢
？But towards the end,
越祷告越没有信心。
The more he or she pray, and he has less faith.
那奇怪，我就认真祷告了，甚至禁食祷告了，什么都没有动静。
And he wonder why I pray so earnestly, even I have a fasting prayer, still I do not see result.
啊，主耶稣，你都没有听我祷告。
Perhaps the Lord didn't listen to my prayer.
结果一生气，我不要祷告了。
And he became very upset and refused to pray anymore.
我不要去聚会了啦。
I even refused to go to church.
就跟主耶稣生气。
And then he was very angry. His anger was toward the Lord.
为什么
？Why？
因为在他的祷告里面没有警醒。
Because in his or her prayer, there's no alertness.
因为祷告本身是一种属灵的征战。
Prayer is a spiritual battle.
在属灵征战里面是神做主。
In this spiritual battle, God is the leader. God is the host.
你祷告里面要有道理。
So your prayer must be reasonable.
在你碰到问题当中，这个道理里面有神的能力没有错。
Of course, in your prayer, you rely on the power of God.
也有神的时候啊。
But that must be that also must have the God's time.
你要学习忍耐等候啊。
You have to learn to have patience and endurance.
并不是你在指挥神呢。
You do not command God.
哦。啊、所以在你祷告里面你要有神的道理。
So in your prayer, you must have the words of God accompanied.
这个就是警醒祷告。
And this is the way of a prayer with alertness.
常常这个也是我们真耶稣教会信徒比较缺少的、比较软弱的地方。
And this is the point that this is the part a lot of times neglected by our members.
知道要祷告，但是忽略了警醒。
They know they should pray, but without alertness.
所以有时候魔鬼有机可乘来扰乱。
So Satan took that chance and tried to interfere.
所以我们今天真的在这个时代，我们要加强圣经的道理。
So in this era, we should emphasize and focus in understanding of the Bible, biblical teachings.
因为我们要处理问题。
Since we are going to resolve and take care of problems,
一定要先看透问题。
We have to be able to perceive and understand the problem.
要看透问题，就是要属灵的眼光啊。
We must have spiritual wisdom and spiritual eyes to see things clearer.
能分辨好歹，然后你才能针对问题来解决问题。
So we can distinguish right and wrong.
所以我们看那个希伯来书。
Let's refer to Hebrews.
希伯来书的第四章，第五章。
希伯来书的第五章 ，Chapter Five.
我们看第十三节。
Verse 13.
希伯来书五章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13.
凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩；唯独长大成人的，才能吃干粮。他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。在这里特别提到说，如果只能吃奶的。
In here, the author said, for anyone who partakes only of milk,
就是灵性没有长大的人
it means that the person has no spiritual advancement, that's no spiritual growth.
他不熟练仁义的道理。
He is unskilled in the word of righteousness.
因为他是婴孩。
For he is a babe.
那想一想，如果我们是属灵上的婴孩
，What happens if we are still, spiritual?
你不熟练人力的道理
，and you are unskilled in the word of righteousness.
你道理搞不清楚
，you don't understand the teachings of God.
哎，这个时代魔鬼又有很多美丽的化妆
，and here in this era, Satan's use a different tricks.
很多似是而非的观念
，many of the wrong teachings seems that they are correct.
看起来是很好听的
，it seems that these are right teachings.
这个时候你就有可能中了魔鬼的诡计
and it's very possible we fall into the tricks of Satan
甚至有的还会 替魔鬼讲话呢
some people even speak for Satan
不要动不动都说魔鬼了
and they say that don't always say that it is the trick of Satan
好像说魔鬼很可怜
it seems that Satan is innocent
圣经讲什么
What did the Bible say?
我们不是与属血气的征战。
We are not fighting with the flesh.
乃是跟空中掌权者的恶魔在征战。
We are fighting with the evil spirit in the sky.
我们在我们的生活背后里面要看到属灵的问题。
So we should see the spiritual problems behind it.
不然的话，你找不到问题的症结。
Otherwise, you will not be able to find the causes.
就像整个社会状况就是这样。
Just like this society.
很多人以为钱的问题、学问的问题、权力的问题。
Many people thought about the problems of power, education, or wealth.
这些都得到，问题还是一样，甚至更严重。
Be the people pursue for wealth, power, and education, and knowledge. Still, there are problems.
因为他们不懂属灵的问题。
Because they do not know how to take care.The spiritual problems.
感谢神，今天我们真耶稣教属灵的问题，我们知道啊。
Thank the Lord, we know the spiritual problems.
所以我们灵性一定要长大成人。
So we must have spiritual growth.
那灵性长大成人，一定就是要会吃干粮的，就会读经祷告的人了。
And we should be able to eat the solid food. In other words, we ought to spend time in reading the words of God.
所以十四节特别说。
So in verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 5,
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹了。
But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is those who by reason of us have the senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
吃干粮啊。
To eat the solid food.
很简单来讲，就吃圣经啊。
In a very simple word, that is we have to eat the spiritual food, which is,The Holy Bible.
我们有没有办法吃圣经
？Are we be able to eat the entire scripture?
传道本着圣经讲起来很好听呢。
It seems that as listening to the word of God is very nice.
奇怪，我自己看圣经怎么
？However,
硬邦邦看不懂。
When I try to read the Bible myself, it's very hard.
我们这些书教讲
hard to swallow.
都本着圣经听起来是很好听啊。
When I listen to the sermon and everything is quoted from the Bible, it's very easy to understand.
但当我自己去看的时候，竟然硬邦邦的看不下去。
But when I try to read the Bible myself, it's so hard.
这问题在哪？
So difficult to understand what is the problem.
领会的人就已经把这个变成像稀饭、像奶一样很好喝，直接就喝下去了嘛。
because the speakers of the sermon try to turn the hard food to soft food, so it's very easy to swallow.
那你要自己看圣经，你要去思考，像要去咀嚼一样。
But if you read the Bibles, you have to chew, you have to think.
所以当我们对圣经看不下去的时候，你要追求。
So if we feel that it's hard for us to continue reading the Bible, then we should try to pursue for a higher level.
不要再这样就放弃，放弃你永远不会长大。
Do not simply give up, otherwise you will not be able to grow up.
那我们能吃干粮以后呢？
If we can eat a solid food,
心窍习练的通达。
And the Bible says that's what the reason of us have the senses exercise.
道理你就能熟练了啦。
Then you'll be able to understand the truth better.
然后当你碰到一些事情问题的时候。
So when you encounter problems or difficulties.
神的话就马上出来。
And the words of God will pop up.
主耶稣在世界上常常类似有这种问题出现。
A lot of times we notice that when Jesus Christ encountered problems.
魔鬼来试探主耶稣，主耶稣马上圣经怎么说。
And during his temptation, Jesus Christ quoted the Bible to counter challenge the
Satan. 经上说人活着不是单靠食物。
The Bible says that man do not live only on the food on earth.
经上说单拜主你的神。
The Bible says that you have only worship your God.
圣经又说这个是要应验圣经上所讲的话。
And this is going to fulfill the prophecies.
所以当夫妻之间相处的时候也类似这样。
And when the couples are together, this can be the same situation.
当先生跟太太相处的不好的时候，
when the husband and wife do not get along well,
丈夫要爱妻子，
husband should love the wife,
如同基督爱教会，
just like Christ loved the church,
为教会舍己，
and even sacrifice his life.
所以这个丈夫爱太太像基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要有舍己的爱。
So the husband should love his wife just like Christ sacrificed for the church.
当这种舍己的爱在你内心里面出现的时候，
So when this love or sacrifice pop up in your mind,
我生命都可以给太太，有什么不能给她的？
Even Christ sacrificed life for me, so I should do the same thing.
有什么可以跟好跟太太计较的？
And there's nothing for me to quarrel with.
如果没有神的话，
If without God in our mind,
神的话出现，人的话出现就糟糕了。
If we use the word of man, it will result a crisis.
怎么可以软土生蛙？软土生骨，软土生蛙了。你假蛙搞搞，
我听不懂。
你就对我好欺负啊？你以为我好欺负啊？
You think that I can be bullied easily?
我就跟你拼了。
And I will fight with you.
要把他压到底。
And he try to suppress.
不然他会作怪。
If I don't try to suppress and control him or her tightly, and he or she will turn back.
这是人的观念。
This is the concept of man.
没有神的话，有人的观念出来就糟糕了。
If without the words of God in man, and only use the man's way, it will become very serious.
所以你有神的话，你就能分辨好歹。
So if you have the words of God in your mind, you are be able to discern both good and evil.
可能外面的这些观念出现在你脑海的时候，你不对，把它打掉。
If you have this the secular concepts pop up in your mind, and you should try to remove it quickly.
所以今天在这个时代，
So in this era,
我们道理一定要成熟。
And we must be, we have to be matured in the words of God.
不要停留在基督道理的开端。
Do not just remain in the beginning of Christ's teaching.
尤其我们在美国的社会，我们要聚会真的很不方便。
Especially in the U.S., it's not very convenient for us to hold frequent services.
即使我们每天晚上聚会，如果我们还不读经祷告，灵性还很软弱。
Even we have services every night, and yet we do not read Bible frequently.Our spirituality will not be uplifted.
何况我们在这里又不能常常聚会。
And we cannot, especially we cannot have frequent services. How about if we don't have frequent services in this area?
所以借着安静在神面前读经祷告。
So we should quiet down and study the Bible.
让我们能熟练人意的道理，让我们能够吃干粮。
And so we can be familiar with the word of righteousness and be able to eat solid food.
然后让我们的灵性能够渐渐的长大。
So our spirituality can be uplifted gradually.
其实也是一个很简单的观念。
It is a very simple logic.
长大的人才能结婚呐、啊。
Only a mature adult can marry.
小孩子怎么能结婚
？How can a young kid get married?
小孩子结婚是玩家家酒。
And a child get married is just you know, it's just a kiddie thing.
那我们看现在人表面上或身体很魁梧啊，哦，郎才女貌啊。
Physically, you may see the person very handsome and fully grown.
嗯，啊，其实他内心里面像小孩子那样。
But mentally, he's just like a young kid.
这个我们可以看出来的嘛。
We can see it very obviously.
啊，所以难怪一结婚马上出问题呀。
No wonder once they get married, the crisis happened almost immediately.
这个我们都可以看得到的嘛。
We can see a lot of these cases.
啊，今天我们已经有这个方向，这个答案了。
Now we have the answers. We know the direction.
所以我们要长大。
So we have to grow up.
我们灵性要长大。
Especially our spirituality.
我们怎么长大？我们这个管道也很清楚了。
And we know how we're going to do it.
世界上的人不知道怎么长大。
The people on this earth do not know how to grow mentally.
他们只能让肉体长大。
They can only try to work on the physical growth.
顶多读一些书，好看看自己的性格能不能稳定一点。
They may refer to some books, see whether they can stabilize the mentality.
但是读世界上的书还是营养不良。
If you just read the secular books, it will not help you a lot.
我们还是要读灵粮啊，玛哪才能给我们。
We still have to read the Bible, the spiritual food, which is the spiritual manna.
让我们真正的长大。
So we can grow up truly.
长大的表现呢
？And what is the performance of a grown adult?
就可以克制自己。
So we can control our desire.
哎，就是可以节制，节制就可以自己克制自己。
Which means that we can have self-control.
哎，啊，这个就是社会上讲的情绪管理嘛。
This is the control of our emotion.
哎，一般讲
mentality.
一般讲 EQ 嘛，哦 ，emotion control.
This is what we talk about EQ.
哦，那个情绪管理那种。
This is what we talk about the emotion control.
啊，人。跟人之间难免会有一些冲突啊。
Man may have a conflict between each other.
因为啊，人都有软弱。
Because man has weaknesses.
所以难怪人跟人之间会一些冲突。
That's the reasons why we can see conflicts between men.
但是当冲突的时候，你会情绪管理，你会自我控制。
When there's a conflict, if you know how to handle the emotion control.
哎，这个时候呢，彼此的关系就可以协调得好。
Then you can have a better relationship.
尤其夫妻的相处
especially when the couples are together.
很明显，两个人在不同的环境长大。
It's very obvious that husband and wife were originally grown up from different environments.
如果不能情绪管理，很容易因为小事情就可以闹得很大。
If they do not know how to use emotion control, even a small matter can.Cause a lot, can cause very severe conflict.
曾经有一对夫妻吵架是怎么吵的
？That was once was a case about the argument of a husband and wife.
只为了喝汤。
Because of some different ideas in drinking soup.
那一阵子台湾说哈、哦，如果喝那个味噌汤会致癌啦。会有癌症。
Because some years ago there was a saying that drinking certain soup will cause cancer.
这个先生很喜欢喝这个味噌汤。
The husband just liked to drink this kind of soup.
太太爱这个先生说，你喝味噌汤会致癌，不要给你喝。
And but the wife said that if you drink this kind of soup, it will cause carcinoma.
这个先生越喜欢喝越不能喝，越不高兴。
But the husband still insists to drink this kind of soup.
先生是这么想，有这么严重吗？这个没有问题啦，给我喝了。
But the husband disbelieve that the soup will cause any problem.
那他不要给他喝。
But the wife also insisted not to allow the husband to drink.
结果两个就为了喝这个味噌汤闹起来了。
And they have a conflict. A confrontation.
闹到最后，太太回娘家了。
They end up, the wife returned to her parents' home.
生活的细节太多了，讲不完。
There are so many of this kind of details in our life.
每天看到牙膏就不高兴。
some couple feel very displeased seeing the toothpaste.
叫你从后面慢慢挤，你偏偏就上面就压下去。
Because husband may squeeze the toothpaste in from the middle of the tube, but the wife squeeze from the bottom.
哎，那如果你不要坚持自己。
If the husband and wife insist what they are doing,
你可以自己情绪管理。
If they both can have emotion control,
这样的话彼此之间那种冲突就可以降低嘛。
And the conflicts can be reduced.
但是如果是一个小孩子没办法，很难改。
If it's a young kid, it's very hard to tame.
但是如果我们成熟了，很简单。
But to mature adults, you can easily.Try to control yourself.
一个长大成人的不只是会克制自己的。
A mature adult not only should know how to control his emotion.
啊，这种克制自己就是保罗所讲的嘛。
Just like what Paul mentioned about.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
And I try to control myself so my body can, so I can submit to myself.
他说叫身服我，我的身体我可以控制哦。
So I can control my body, I can control my emotion.
Or desire. 很多人是没有办法控制自己的身体的。
Many people do not know how to control themselves.
我可以控制我的身体呀。
I can control my body.
因为我攻克己身了。
Because I know how, because I can have self-control.
叫身服我。
And I can submit to my desire.
这是一个长大的表现。
This is the outcome of a mature adult.
然后进一步你就去关心别人。
And furthermore, you can try to show your concern to the others.
就去建立跟另一半的关系。
And you can try to build up a good relationship with your second half.
你怎么去包容对方的软弱？
And how can you take and accept all his weaknesses?
然后你怎么去欣赏肯定对方？
And how you can really admire the merits of your spouse.
相信这样的话，夫妻之间的关系就越来会越好。
And I believe then the husband and wife can build up better relationship.
所以那个症结就是长大成人。
And the key is one should grow up and become mature adult.
所以求主耶稣来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们每一位都有一个美满幸福的家。
So everyone of us will have a beautiful family.
不只是我们在这里，我们可以建立美满幸福的家。
Not only we can build a sweeter family in here.
刚刚休息的时候，罗执事有在跟我说
During our break, Deacon Law asked me.
所以我们今天要建立一个观念。
We must build up a correct attitude.
不是只有我们本身得到。
Not only we should have this correct concern attitude.
我们应该再去关心别人。
But also we should show of concern to the others.
尤其要透过我们在座的弟兄姐妹。
Especially through the brothers and sisters.
因为有时候有些信徒他的问题不敢直接找传道。
Sometimes believers may have problems and they dare not to approach the pastor.
因为他们有时候有一种错觉，会觉得说，好像传道讲的都一样，不用问也知道。
It seems they may have a wrong misunderstanding that what the preacher said is all the same.
所以有时候他甚至比较容易去找我们那个我们的信徒。
Sometimes they feel that it's easy to approach the brothers and sisters.
所以我们本身建立好以后
So when we establish when we try to have a matured attitude
相信主耶稣会用我们
Then the Lord will use us
就让我们
will utilize us
让我们有机会也去辅导我们周遭的信徒
Then we can provide counseling to the others
辅导我们的这个青年
And to counsel our youth
因为这个问题是，这个是婚姻问题，现在是非常的严重。
Again, a marriage problem has become a very serious, a very critical issue.
甚至那些没有信的人看到真主教的信徒，哇，都这么好。
Even to the non-believers, if you can see the marriage life of Jesus Church is so perfect, so good.
我们就像一盏明灯出现。
We're just the bright light shining.
在台湾早期是因为生病走投无路来信耶稣。
In the early days, many truth seekers came to believe in our church because of serious or terminal diseases.
在现在这个时代，会因为很多人家庭问题来找 找耶稣。
But in this modern time, many people will come to seek for Jesus, because of marital crisis.
但是他们要来找耶稣，就透过每一个信徒的家庭。
And they come to seek the Lord through the families of our brothers and sisters.
如果说他们看到你们耶稣教会的信徒也跟我差不多，怎么说
if they notice the marriage life or the family life of our brothers and sisters have no difference from the non-believers.
但如果他们发现，哎，哦，你们耶稣教会的信徒不一样哦。
How can they believe it? But if they notice our brothers and sisters have a better marriage life than the others.
你们的婚姻，你们的亲子关系都这么好
，and also the parent to children relationship，
真的是有钱买不到的呢
，and money can't buy，
哇，太好了
，and it's so beautiful，
我要跟你到教会去
，and they want to come to the church，
相信会有这种见证
，and I'm pretty sure we'll be able to have this kind of testimonies，
哦，所以我们本身建立好。
As long as we establish us have a firm foundation,
我们可以去带领我们的信徒
then we'll be able to guide our believers.
甚至可以进一步把这个福音传出去
Moreover, we can preach the gospel to the outside world.
我们求主耶稣来引导带领祝福
May the Lord guide and bless us.